The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Winter is a great time to reflect on last year's garden. We've tried to be better about taking photos of our gardens through the spring, summer, and fall to see where the holes are for color and interest. Photos don't lie and help you remember what was planted where and how they really grew. Since our gardens are more established, much of the plan is moving plants around, replacing dead plants, and trying new combinations. Here are some basics to help you with perennial flower garden design. Plant in groups or clumps for a bigger visual impact. Avoid planting one flower here and one flower there. Go by the odd number rule, planting 3, 5, or 7 of the same plants together to fill in an area quicker. It's always hard to have color throughout the growing season in the garden. Try to select a variety of plants that bloom in spring, summer, and fall and mix and match them together so each area of the garden always has something blooming. For example, plant bee balm near bleeding hearts. Once the bleeding hearts fade in early summer, the bee balm will fill in the area with foliage and color. That being said, limit the variety of flowers you grow. It's tempting to plant a little of everything, especially when they look so beautiful in the garden center. A better technique is to reduce the size of your plant palette and repeat the same plants throughout the garden. This holds the garden design together. Remember, plants have great foliage and seed heads too. Euphorbia is a popular plant with a variety of leaf colors. Peonies and Baptisia have interesting seed pods after flowering is finished. Use these traits to add interest and just don't focus on flower colors. And now for this week's tip, spend a cold winter day looking over your seed starting supplies. Make a list of what seeds, soil, pots, labels, and trays you may need and buy them now so you're ready to go. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about designing an herb spiral. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.